maybe not. Yeah, so one thing, Dale, if you're still there, I'm a little bit frustrated with Verizon right now, but we'll get that one figured out, I hope. That was the entire reason we did this update, was to get a public ID. It doesn't look like they've got their story straight.
Yeah, I don't think they're comprehending that we need a public IP on the router, not behind the CGNAT system. I know they do it. Tons of people have done it, and that's the whole reason for the account you set up. So somebody's not pushing the right buttons.
That's affirmative. All right, man. And I can't explain or even comprehend why we would have to go through yet another swap out of the SIM cards. I mean, the SIM card's a SIM card. It is what it is.
Now, I kind of get it if they have to, you know, switch from regular to business. But, yes, they should be able to push buttons and route a public IP to the router. It connects to the network, and then the cell tower tells the router what to do. You know, it's not like it's, you know, that it disconnects or anything.
Yeah, one thing I'm curious about is that the salesperson put us on a 1 gig plan, and we were, I believe, unlimited before. And you know, they explained, oh, you know, you don't need the unlimited. You're not using a lot of data, blah, blah, blah. So we're going to put you on here and see how that goes. And I wonder if that limited plan doesn't come with a public ID like their normal business plan. So this is like a 1 gig business plan versus their unlimited. I don't know. I'm just trying to reach for ideas as to how we got led down the wrong path.
Well, we definitely need to get that bumped up, because you use about 3 gigabytes per month for the audio stream that we use. So that will have to be bumped up.
Okay, I'll deal with that, and maybe that's where the confusion lies with the public ID. I'm going to cross my fingers that that's it, because before any of this started, in fact, I didn't ask for the limited plan. The salesperson just, you know, decided to use their brain and do it for us, and I figured, okay, whatever. But I think we've got to take more control of what we're getting. I think it was my mistake for just trusting the salesperson yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, server farms, not even server farms, businesses and stuff do this backhaul on, you know, cell networks. It's in case the landline goes down, they can do wireless. And it's done all the time. I mean, it's so they can get back in and, you know, tickle the servers or, get into the routers and reboot them. You know, I know that it's done. It's done all the time. So, yeah, somebody, it just doesn't understand what you need.
Oh, yeah, I understand totally. Interesting. While I was up there, I'm inside the site, and two men come walking through the door, and I'm like, I've got my reading glasses on, so I can't see 10 feet in front of me, and pull my glasses off, and two guys I've never met before, they were there from KTVL TV, and I guess their translator was going down, and they're having problems with some equipment up there. So got to meet two new faces and learn some things. That was pretty cool. They walked me through their setup a little bit, and it's pretty fascinating. They've got a 21 gigahertz radio that is their backup feed. And they were looking for internet access in the building, and So there's T1 lines that come in the building we found, but they're just not going anywhere.
What? Probably, I wonder if it's active. That's funny.
Yeah, you know when you come in the door of the site, off to the left is all that deprecated phone system stuff. And right there in the corner is several T1 lines. And, you know, T1 used to be the primo connection back in the day. And now it's nothing. We've got fiber. But, yeah, so his wheels are turning. He's like, huh, wonder who I can talk to. It's got to be CenturyLink.
Yeah, somebody's paying for a T1 trunk line and don't know that they have it up there. Just keep paying the bills.
Yeah, or they just stopped paying for it. I don't know. I don't know what the story is. Maybe it's just abandoned copper at this point.
That's true. Maybe that must be one of the dishes up on that are still there or connected to something.
Yeah, it could very well be. And I took a picture of that tower structure again. There's no way that thing's overloaded wind-wise or weight-wise. I can't even see it being overloaded by wind. But, you know, I'm not an expert on that at all. So it just seems pretty darn empty to be overloaded.
But, yeah, you should see her peak. I think it's twice as tall and has tons of stuff on it. That thing is, like I said, I bet they're still reading the plans from when they had three or four of those cone dishes up there pointing at mountaintops, and now they don't have them anymore. Took them all down, except for the one.
Yeah, it would be interesting to discover that the site survey didn't include actually going to the site, but yeah, again, just pure speculation. We have no idea.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, somebody says, anything changed up there? Oh, no. Yeah, and they go, okay, well, can't max, you're maxed out, so you need to figure out something else.
Yeah, that or, you know, the wind's so atrocious up there that at times during the year, especially in the winter, with ice load and all that, maybe that's it, you know.
I don't know.
Above my pay grade, I guess, is the way to think about it. But anyway, everything's going well. I'll deal with Verizon yet again, try and get this sorted out. But the code's added, so come Monday, everything should be fine. At least that site so far. I'll try and get the other two sites possibly tomorrow or the next day, and then we'll figure out the $8. That's going to be a fun one.